Welcome to the Resentment-Free Relationships Podcast. I'm Becky Smith, your certified life coach, here to help you go from exhausted and resentful to feeling connected and confident in your relationships. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello and welcome to the podcast. This week, I wanted to talk to you about a question that I get from my coaching clients really frequently. And this question comes in different forms, but the basic way that it is asked is, what can I do to not take on the emotions of other people? And when they're saying other people, it's usually their family, their kids, their husband, whoever they are in closest contact with on a regular basis. A lot of my clients say that they are empaths, that they feel other people's emotions and that they take them on. And while that can be a really high quality and a strength to be really empathetic to other people and other people's emotions, when we do take responsibility on for other people's emotions, that can be a double-edged sword. On the one hand, it can be really compassionate and sympathetic, and on the other hand, it can be absolutely exhausting. Because now you not only have your own emotions to deal with, but all the other people's emotions in the room. That over-responsibility can be tiring and exhausting. I want to clarify here what I mean of taking on the responsibility, or maybe just give you a little example of what that looks like. Let's say you're cooking dinner. It's the witching hour, 5 o'clock, and you're trying to get the dinner ready, and you have one kid doing homework. You have one kid hanging onto your leg. You might have another baby in your arm, and you have a teenager coming in and out. Like, you have a lot going on. And then one child starts complaining, another child starts bickering with another one, and another one's throwing a temper tantrum because they aren't getting their way, and you feel like you need to fix it. You feel like you need to solve for all of their emotions. And you also feel like you're starting to take them on. You're starting to feel frustrated. You're starting to get angry and you're complaining. That's what I mean by the over responsibility, is feeling like it's your job to change the mood in the room, to correct the way other people are feeling, to make it better and to make it a happy home, right? That we're always thinking about, to have harmony. Why can't everybody just get along? So today I want to talk about how to set that responsibility down, how to let it go. Now, the first step to do that, to let go of that over responsibility, is always awareness. First, just seeing that you're doing it, seeing that you think that you need to make things better, or feeling like because they're grumpy, now you're grumpy and you're taking it on. Just noticing that is always the first step. The second step is being willing to tolerate being uncomfortable. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, being able to handle when things aren't going smoothly during the witching hour or during any time. And I want to give you some thoughts that I use on a daily basis to help me with that. But I also would like you to maybe tweak those thoughts or come up with your own version of your thoughts that work for you. So So I just want to share what some of those thoughts are for me that help me to tolerate the uncomfortable, or another way to say this is to just accept what is and accept what is happening in the room right now. Accepting other people's emotions and where they are at. One of them, number one, it doesn't have to be number one, but it's just the first one on my list, is it's not about me. Their emotions are not about me. I don't have to take them personally. They are their own human walking around with their own thoughts and their own feelings, and this is not about me. Another one is, I don't need to fix it. Nothing has gone wrong. This is what it looks like during this time of day. And you don't need to fix it. And then this one I kind of say in my head, but I'm saying it to the other person. I don't say it out loud, but I'm saying in my head, you can be upset and I choose not to. Okay, little 3-year-old or 2-year-old, you can throw this huge tantrum and I can remain calm. I choose not to go there. I choose not to take on that emotion and take responsibility for it. Another one that I use, again, I do not say out loud, but they want to feel this way. They may not understand that they're consciously choosing, that they're maybe not consciously, they do not understand that they are choosing this thought, but nevertheless, they are. They may not understand that they are choosing this feeling, but nevertheless, they are. So when I say to myself, they want to feel this way, it helps me let go of some of the responsibility to feel like I have to change it or to feel like I have to take it on. Another one is, this is part of the 50-50. Now, if you've listened to this podcast at all, you've heard me talk about that principle. It's one of my favorites. It's understanding that this life is 50% negative emotion, 50% positive emotion, and that is how it's supposed to be. We are not supposed to be happy all the time. We're not supposed to have rainbows and butterflies, but you're supposed to have a time every day right before you make dinner where there's chaos. Just letting myself normalize it also helps. And that's another phrase I say in my head. This is normal. This is normal. Another thought that is directed more at myself and is more of guidance is to say, Becky, stop taking ownership for what isn't yours. Let them own it. And sometimes I will do visualization in my head of imagining that each of them is kind of in their little own bubble of feelings, right? And their bubble doesn't need to come up and touch my bubble, but they can go around and have their own bubble of feelings. And sometimes we need to make that more of a physical thing where we put them in their room or ask them to leave the room or we leave the room to really create an actual barrier and space between us and them and those emotions. Okay, so that is the answer to the question, what can I do to not take on the emotions of my family? Remember to first bring awareness to the fact that you're doing that. And then second, choose some of these thoughts that you can practice and that you can work on really truly believing. Because if you don't believe these thoughts, they won't help. Or come up with your own thoughts to help you not feel over responsibility for other people's emotions. All right, my friends, thank you so much for listening. Tune in next week and bye for now. If this episode resonated with you, then I know you'd love a quick one-on-one chat with me where we get to talk privately about your specific issue or concern. And you'll come away with one specific strategy that you can use today to change your life and your relationships. And the best part is, it's absolutely free. So click the link in the show notes and sign up today.